Now on Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
And the best in the business joins us. He's been in rare form in recent weeks. Good morning, Glenn. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm going well, Michael. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well indeed, considering day one of lockdown. But the best thing we can do on day one is to find plenty of winners. And I know you're going to talk about it a little bit later, but let's cut straight to the chase. What do you make of Miss Sarasota today?
Yeah, I really like her chances, Michael. I thought she was one of two in the race. I liked that it was interesting to hear John say that she switches off. Well, I've noticed she switches off in the run, and he thinks she'll get a little bit further and by Piero. There's no doubt about that. But, gee, when she was asked for an effort in her latest jump out, she really did pick up quickly. So that's a good sign going into her debut.
It could be a nice little race. I think there's wraps on the Bussin and Young two-year-old. Also Queen Riker, and I'm hearing that Criminals come back very well from the Freedman stable as well, so there might be a bit of form out of today's two-year-old race.
Well, I've had two bets in the race, and I don't need to hear that because I've narrowed it down. I thought Bussin's horse was a real standout recently at the jump out, the Exceed and Excel two-year-old, half to the stablemate Villa Rosa, and that was unlucky on debut at Moody Valley. Hopefully they can go one better there today.
All right, let's get into the trial files. What have you seen over the past 7 to 10 days? We'll kick it off with the Flemington jump outs last week.
Yeah, Flemington was a really good set, Michael. I thought there was three clear standouts there. In heat one, Reflectivity, trained by Team Hawks, is a five-year-old gelding. We highlighted his jump out last week. Despite finishing back in the field in seventh, he was under a strong hold. And in this occasion, he went forward and he won the heat and he was very sharp. So I think he's come back good. He was without his blinkers in those jump outs. He does have a poor fresh record, and he's accepted for Saturday at Caulfield. And I think he's going to run really well despite his poor record.
All right, Reflectivity, one to follow on the weekend. I know we've spoken about Fresh before, a smart two-year-old from Team Snowden, and you were impressed with what you saw once again in the second heat last week.
Yeah, so she's backed up her excellent first jump out this preparation where she just went forward and, you know, they're not learning anything when they just go to the front like that and winning. We know she's pretty smart, so they've given her a bit of an educational jump out here and just she sat off the leaders here. She sat midfield and wide, and I love what she did through the line. So she's clearly going well, and she would have learned a little bit off that jump out. So she's definitely a filly to keep an eye on. And in heat four, Michael, I thought this was the standout performance of the morning. Frederick the Dane. I think we've spoken about him on the show before. Very promising first prep with the Hayes and Dabbening stable. Returned from a break here. And look, he was given a real burst. He exploded around the half mile at Flemington in the quickest time of the morning. He's clearly come back a better version of himself. He's got a big, long stride. I really like him. And I think he'll be hard to beat wherever he's placed by the stable.
Yeah, he's the Spicer thoroughbred source that I think ran third to Mildred on debut.
I think Grace Ramage, the host at racing.com, might be in the ownership too. So they're going to have some fun.
Really? Well, good luck to Grace. Is she part of the Spice Girls ownership group, is she?
Spice Girls? Is there a Spice Girls, is there?
One of the owners is the Spice Girls.
Oh, that's funny. That's good.
Well, good luck to Grace. We'll keep an eye on Frederick the Dane. Who else caught the eye at the jump outs?
Look, really good set at Cranbourne, Michael, on Monday morning. Heat one, Huskisson is an unraced two-year-old filly trained by Richard Lemming. She's had three good jump outs. She's been very competitive around some quality juveniles. The latest here, she cruised the line under her own steam to record a soft win. The time is slow, but she had plenty in reserve, and she looks ready to go to the races. And in heat four, Fool's Overture is a two-year-old colt by Mary Kane from the Bussin and Young stable. I thought he was really impressive in his first career jump out, you know, especially bred to sort of get over a bit of distance. He was very sharp here. He's ridden out his last 200 metres to win the heat. He looks to have a bright future and no doubt will improve with a bit of time and distance. And in heat seven, another of the Richard Lemming quality three-year-old here, Condos Express, returned off a short spell. With a nice quiet jump out, he travelled up strongly along the outside fence, went to the line under a strong hold to finish third in that heat, and really could have won the heat with a little bit more intent. So he's a nice horse. We know he went up to Sydney last prep. he's only going to get better. So keep an eye on Condos Express. And in Heat 8, Michael, Pay Your Dues from the Dale Short stable. He returned back to the jump out. He was trapped wide and given a torrid run first up. He's been given time to get over that run, and he bounced back here. He went to the line under a strong grip from the rider. He's clearly in great form, and I think he can win at his next outing. And just to finish off Cranbourne, Michael, there's a really interesting horse here in Heat 10, an ex-Kiwi galloper, a three-year-old colt called Magnolia Lane, who's been building a good record in New Zealand. Now in the care of Buston and Young, it's had three starts, two wins in a second. He jumped well. He led them up on the outside rail and just did enough. So it was really nice to see that. He came over in January, and that was his first jump out that I've seen. So he's certainly a horse to follow.
No doubt about that. And you've been searching wide and far, and I love it when you've got a little one out wide, which you've found at Burrumbeat Jump Outs.
Yes, Heat 2, over 1,000 metres here. A beautiful night. One of the Ma Eustace Stable's top two-year-old fillies. She's back in work. She was beaten four lengths in the Blue Diamond at a latest run. She returned here with a good jump out. She sat second throughout, and her class was on display. She cruised the line under a big hold to finish a narrow second. She wore the earmuffs in that jump out, and she's likely to have another before resuming, but she's certainly a two-year-old to follow, Michael.
No doubt about that. All right, well, let's get to some of the bets. We know who you like today. Have you had much of a look at Caulfield on Saturday?
I have, yeah. I thought there was two horses that have really stood out from the trials in race four. Number three, Reflectivity, the five-year-old gelding. I think he can improve on his record. And in race eight, number one, Sizzlefly. Sizzlefly had a terrific jump out at Pakenham recently on the synthetic. It's coming off a short let-up. I think it's about 10 or 11 weeks. Philip Stokes has drawn wide there, so we'll just see if they're running on late in the day there, making ground out wide at Caulfield. I think Sizzlefly's class can shone through there, and she can win.
All right, Sizzlefly is the favourite in race number eight, currently around about $4.80, and $5.50 is the price currently on offer for Reflectivity in race number four. Have you had an early look at the Sir John Monash?
No, I didn't have a good look. I thought, I just glanced over it. I thought Viridim was an interesting placement. That horse seems to be going well in Sydney.
Yeah, well, let's hope it does come down. We'll try and get James Cummings on the program tomorrow, but we spoke to Kieran Maher, and he alluded to the fact that maybe with this border situation and the barring of horses returning back to Sydney, there could be some question mark, but we'll follow that up with James Cummings tomorrow, because if it comes out, it'll certainly open up the race. Good punting today. We're on this two-year-old today as the bet.
Yes, Miss Sarasota will come from off the speed, and Little Town Blues will be up the front, so you could probably back two. And over at, on Friday at Pakenham, Michael, race one, number three, Tiana G has been trialling up really well for trainer Daniel Kelly on the synthetic. I think that filly will run well. Opened $41, incredible price. Still around $20, I think, available at the moment. I'd definitely be having something each way there. She'll go forward. And later on the day at Pakenham, race nine, number four, Deep Dive for the Freedman Stables. Had three really good jump outs at Flemington recently. Blinkers off. Bandages have come off. Haven't seen on the synthetic, but you think the stable looks to have placed it well there with Jai McNeil taking the ride.
Excellent work, as always, for those punters who want to take that juicy price. We didn't quite get the $41, but Tiana Gia is currently $19. Race one tomorrow at Pakenham, the first starter for Team Kelly. Good luck, Glenn. We wish you the best.
Thanks, Michael. All the best.